You're listening to SBS News.
The protracted military conflict in Afghanistan pushed Australian forces to their limits. The ADF relied heavily on interpreters for support, but Afghans say that decision is now effectively a death warrant. Former Army officer Glenn Collamites served two tours of Afghanistan.
We undoubtedly have an obligation, if not a legal obligation, certainly a moral obligation, to get these people out of risk, so out of the face of harm in Afghanistan, get them processed and into Australia on humanitarian visas. We need to do it now.
Mr. Collamites is warning of escalating Taliban threats and possible vengeance against those who helped the so-called infidels.
I think we have to look at the risk, the imminent risk to life, as evidenced in this letter, sticky taped to a former, you know, a worker, a former interpreter of ours, sticky taped to his door, saying we're about to kill you and possibly his family.
The controversial temporary closure of the embassy in Kabul has further restricted options to apply for Australia's help. Local guards and contractors are now also in grave danger. Senior Australian military figures, including retired Admiral Chris Barry, are pushing for federal action, pointing to close allies like the UK and the United States, who are considering the evacuation of those at risk before their visas are processed. Here's US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
We are looking very actively at every possible contingency to make sure that we can accommodate and care for those who are seeking, who've helped us and are seeking to leave.
Now there is some hope for those who served with Australians, following these comments from Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
We are working urgently and steadfastly and patiently to ensure that we do this in the appropriate way, as we have done on earlier occasions. We have done this before safely, and we will be able to do it again, but it would be very unhelpful for me to elaborate any further on that issue.
As conditions continue to deteriorate, SBS Diary can exclusively reveal that dozens of Afghans have now been told their Australian visas have been approved. Fearing for their lives, they want to remain anonymous. One told SBS,
"We are faced with a threat. We cannot live. And they think that we are the same as foreigners, and they say it is permitted to kill the people who work for foreigners."
Speaking from Afghanistan, another celebrates,
"Imagine about the time when you release a bird from a cage. When I heard the flight will be between the 20th and the 30th of June, I felt a sense of freedom."
Australian forces will withdraw from Afghanistan in September. SBS News has been told that growing concerns about security conditions mean those who are applying to flee after working with Australia are being treated at the highest priority. So far this month, 90 Afghans have been successfully granted humanitarian visas to come here, but there are many hundreds more still waiting. Naveen Razik, SBS News.